This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ends, but our campaign for a better America, a stronger America, a more just America, a more equal America, and a more united America continues. And together, we will get it done. He fought for working people his whole life. And I'm glad to say I endorse Joe Biden, and I hope you will join me in working to make him the next president of the United States of America.
Michael Bloomberg says adios after spending millions of dollars on his campaign, the most expensive self-funded campaign in history. So on the heels of Super Tuesday, Bloomy is out. That's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, welcome. We've been doing it for 15 years, and boy, we live in the most interesting times, I would say, of those 15 years. Incredible what's going on. So with Bloomberg, as I said, is the most expensive campaign that we've seen. He spent over $500 million on ads alone to try to become the Democratic nominee for president. I feel like when he ran, he did not believe that he was going to win it, but it was just a block against Bernie Sanders and trying to really shovel it in the direction of Joe Biden. But advertising analytics, I was watching that today and looked up and did a little research on it. They definitely verify that it is the biggest self-funded campaign in history. How crazy is that when you think of the money that was spent? And then you compare it to Joe Biden and the fact that Joe Biden is not one of those billionaires that ran. So Tom Steyer, of course, out last week, and now Bloomberg out. Super Tuesday, a huge comeback for Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren is still in this thing, and so is Bernie Sanders. But you have to believe that it's, I think, just a matter of time before they both drop out. I guess Bernie, who did win a couple of states in Super Tuesday's primaries, could stay in it if he wanted to, but I think it would be to no avail. I don't believe that Bernie Sanders would get the nomination. So it is Joe Biden. So interesting, because when this race started, and it was the big question, who's going to try to go up against the incumbent, of course, our president, Donald Trump, Democrat out there, is it going to be? And Joe Biden, at first, people would laugh about that. Then they were on board the Biden Express, and then it just completely tanked and was off the rails. And it just goes to show you, it's never over until you get through at least Super Tuesday. And once he hit South Carolina before Super Tuesday, and won South Carolina, the momentum really swung in his direction. So now Bernie Sanders has a pretty aggressive attitude, tone, whatever you want to call it, toward Biden. And you've got Elizabeth Warren, who is licking her wounds, lost Massachusetts, has gone home to decide what she's going to do. Because now we've got all these other contests that'll come up over the next couple of Tuesdays. You got 10 more states that'll vote, and about 900 delegates, because it's about delegates. On the side of President Trump, he doesn't need it. He gets all the delegates. There are a few names that pop up to run against him, but of course they have no momentum and get very few of the delegates. Besides politics, it's the politics of this virus that everybody is really, really talking about and obsessed with, and I can't blame you. I am too. COVID-19 spreading like wildfire, according to one of my friends in New York in the last 48 hours. It's been anxious times for those in Westchester County, schools, synagogues, boom, shutting down, cleaning up, doing whatever it is that they can do. You have the death toll in the United States now up to 11 because you had a first death in California. So the deaths in California and Washington State have jumped up that number again to 11. And now we look at what are hospitals doing? What are doctors doing? What are the emergency plans? Daily things are changing. And one of the scariest aspects, I think, of this is people are walking around and they have no idea if they have COVID-19 because how many people are being tested for it and can they get tested? So there was a White House briefing earlier this week on Tuesday where Vice President Pence, who's in charge of COVID-19, at least he's the point person, I'll call him, that's what the president has done, as you know, used Pence as the guy. He's the guy that everything goes through. And he announced government testing guidelines were being loosened so that they could get the tests, which actually that's a good thing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were pretty restrictive in what they were doing. And now you've got, 75 countries, 95,000 people, sick, terrible in South Korea. So there's no way we can stand by idly. It's about aggressive testing. And there's a surge in demand for tests from people, sometimes with mild symptoms. And what's being said with that is, look, if you have mild symptoms, maybe you should just stay home until you recover. Because what's the capacity for virus testing? You're lagging behind, or they're lagging behind. You're not lagging behind. They're lagging behind on the tests. And tests that can be done in doctors' offices, they're not around right now. They don't exist right now. So 60 public health labs, I just checked this number, verified it just a couple of hours ago, are running the CDC test. In the next couple of days and weeks, testing capacity is expected to increase. There's a big push for that, of course, to happen because the more testing, the better. Then people know they have COVID-19. But what constitutes you or me deciding when we feel ill that we need to go get the test? I'm a prime example of that. Sick as a dog last week, 2 weeks ago in San Diego on airplanes, people hacking up lungs around me, seriously. I know that visual is crazy. And I lost my voice for the first time ever in my life, completely lost my voice and really had a tough time, had a little bit of a fever. I didn't get tested for COVID-19. I don't believe I have COVID-19. I was in a speaking environment, in a classroom environment, where all the people in the classroom with me, there was 18 people, 17 of them got sick. So you take that, expand it, and where and when do people decide that they need to be tested? By the way, don't worry about me. I am so certain it was a horrific strain of the flu and not this COVID-19. So the testing is important, and who gets the test is important as we keep following this thing and watch to see where it all ends up. We're going to end up coming up here shortly in the mailroom. Hang on. Much more coming your way on this version of the show.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
You have...
Yeah, we got mail and a ton of it. Oh, yes, the dogs are out. Somewhere in that mix is the associate producer, Mahalo, the trusty golden retriever, who loves, by the way, to go to the virtual mailroom and the real mailbox outside my home. He's nuts for the postman, seriously. All right, so we go to our first one, and this is from Joe listening to us in Texas. He says, wow, Biden over Bernie and everybody else in the field. Kate, I don't think in our lifetime, I hate to tell you this, babe, but I like that, babe, but we're not going to see a woman president. I don't think you're ever going to see a woman president, whether it's on the Republican side of the aisle or the Democratic side of the aisle. What do you say? Well, it's funny because you said Bernie, but you didn't mention Warren, but I'm assuming she would have been in the mix there. You know what? I agree with you. I know there are a lot of women that would freak at me saying that, but because I've been around politics and I've been around incredibly successful women who have started companies, who have been glass ceiling breakers and everything else, you know, in between, whether it's women or business or I think is the last, one of the last bastions is really the presidency. And in my lifetime, there's been conversation about a female president. There's been conversation about, you know, the running mate eventually being on the, from the undercard to the overcard, I'll call it. But I don't see it. I mean, you know, look at what the Democrats, what's happened now with the Democrats, and it's Joe Biden. And it's so interesting because in our advertising, I'm not going to go down Alice in Wonderland rabbit hole too much, but in our advertising in this country, everything's youth-oriented. It's about looking good, men and women, whether it's surgery, whatever it is you're doing from your head all the way down to your toes and all of that. But isn't it interesting that you have in the White House an older president, and you had the two men that were heavily featured throughout this that were starting to pull away, both deep in their 70s, and it just goes to show you when you look at the seat of power, it doesn't often go to youth, at least not yet. I think the globals will change that. So you're talking about, the 18 to 20-something year olds. I don't know the exact breakdown, but my nephew's generation, it'll be completely different. I think there's just no question the idea of what's the ideology, what's the issues, that becomes even bigger than probably personalities or anything else. All right, so we move from that sticky question. Although, listen, I mean, if there was a great woman to vote for, if there was someone who was super qualified, I hope people would get behind the woman, whether it's a woman or a man. I think it's the best person for the office. All right, let's move to the next one. This one is from Jocelyn, who says, "Hey, Kate, I'm pretty freaked about this whole COVID-19 deal. I live in Portland. You're here in Portland, and I listen to your show. It moved to a different station, and I listened to that station, so I followed you there. And I have to tell you, looking at what's going on in Washington, there are some fears for many of the people here that what's next for us. And then you see the amount of global cases, and you wonder, because what do people do to fight the virus? They have to keep their hands off their face, and they have to wash their hands. And there's a big problem with people washing their hands. And you mentioned that conferences and events were getting canceled. So I bet that becomes an even bigger deal because of the tight contact people would have with each other when they go off to these bigger meetings. Absolutely. I mean, this is happening right and left. As somebody who's in the speaking industry, we're seeing that in hospitality. So whether it's conventions and meetings and meeting space, or whether it's hotel rooms, airlines, all of them are starting to take a hit because of the fears of that, the trust of, okay, if you're going to get on a plane and you're going to be exposed to all these different people, are you going to come down with this? Are you going to contract that? And are people washing their hands? Are they doing whatever they can so that there isn't the spread of this and you can nip the epidemic? But I think the idea of nipping the epidemic is pretty tough. It is. It's pretty tough because of the fact that somebody can have it, not know, they're not tested, where are they living, who are they in contact with, all of that. I mean, the petri dishes that are out there and the areas where you are and how it can spread and how it can be mild in some people. They don't know they have it and they're spreading it, and how it can be different for other people. And it survives on surfaces for a little bit of time. So you could come in direct contact with someone who's infected, and you don't have any idea because of the life of this thing. And then tracing. How do you trace it? The tracing efforts are tough. Trying to figure out who you came in contact with, where you were, and then quarantining those people, because you're throwing a net out and you're trying to catch and kill an outbreak. That's what it is. It's like we are fishing and we have thrown out giant nets and we need to catch it. But how do you do that? How do you identify people with the disease, then trace everyone they came in contact with that they could have exposed, and then quarantine all of them? It's such an an impossible task, I guess. Let's put it that way. So you have reason to be concerned. Be just careful when you're out there. Be diligent with your own personal hygiene and watch the people around you. I mean, that's the best I can say. All right, how about the markets? I got a couple of questions about the markets, including this one from Guy. Kate, what's happening with the markets? 2 weeks ago, it was the worst that we had seen. It looks like there was a bounce back. Have we seen more of a bounce because of Super Tuesday and politics, etc.? You know, it's interesting. The Dow Jones average ended up up about 1,200 points or 4.5% after Super Tuesday. So that was good. And, of course, the Federal Reserve had its first emergency rate cut since the 2008 financial crisis. So that brought the benchmark down 50 basis points. And the central bank's move kind of reinforced that, too, but easing it. So sending the three major indexes down and landing them in correction territory. But then with the results from Super Tuesday and more people dropping out, I suppose, perhaps that's part of it, I don't know. But that number jumps up too. So the Dow rose up, and then that's a good thing, right? So investors are shifting from the coronavirus is the theory to politics, and the market knows how to play politics a lot smoother, better, and familiar with it than the virus. But if there's anything crazy that happens with, you know, COVID-19, then we'll see it rock down again. When you are involved in the stock market, you're playing at the craps table. Now, I'm not a financial advisor, but having tried to school myself in some of this, my word for you is diversify. It's like I love when someone asks me, should I just have my money in gold? Should I have my money here? You should be diversified, right? To me, if you can afford to do that, even if you have three nickels in your pocket, there are ways to stretch those nickels. Let's put it that way. So watch what happens with COVID-19, because that will rattle the markets. If we see more deaths, if we see more problems, that will happen. All right, and then there's this one more that I got here, and it was about Bloomberg, and this one was from Natchez. I like that. It's got to be a nickname. Natchez says, Kate, listening to you in Mississippi. That could be a hint. Bloomie's out. He spent a fortune. I mean, it was just toying with us, I suppose, or trying to stop other campaigns, and I guess it worked. He's worth $60 billion. He has the money, so he spent millions of his own dollars. For what? Crazy. Crazy to have that kind of money. All right, thanks for all the emails. I'll meet you when I jump the wall here.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly 415-2 to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. A Senate vote expected Thursday. Almost 200 people infected here in the U.S. At least 11 people have died, 10 of them in Washington State. More than 90,000 people infected around the world. Vice President Mike Pence, who's leading the Corona Task Force, telling reporters,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
On Wall Street, another wild session with the Dow gaining 1,173 points. That's a 4.5% gain. The NASDAQ up 334 points. The S&P 500 up almost 127 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans.
Health officials, for example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Everybody's talking about, well, actually, there's two things. In Princeton, at the university, students are debating whether or not they were jammed up by fake news on Marshawn Lynch coming to speak, saying that some of that was misconstrued. Ooh, imagine that. And then Tom Brady. Where, oh, where will Tom Brady go? Nobody knows what the future will hold, except for Tom and Giselle. So do you care about the future of Tom Brady? You might. It's an interesting question. Hey, six-time Super Bowl champion. Does he re-sign with the Patriots? He's played with that team for his whole career. Or does he go to a new team to try to prove he can win without Bill Belichick as his coach? Does that even matter? How would New England fans feel about that? I mean, all he keeps saying is, I don't know what the future holds. He's not really showing his hands. He's got a great poker face. He's 42 years old. He'll be 43 by the time the next season starts. He said he's going to spend time with his family. They have a vacation planned. He's focusing on that. So now there are a lot of wild storylines and rumors that are popping up because there's at least 8 teams that he could go to. But what would the level of interest be for Tom Brady? I mean, he would have to go to a team, I would think, that would be competitive or one that would intrigue him where he liked the coach. And he'll get a ridiculous amount of money, but he already makes a ridiculous amount of money. And I am not. I'm a capitalist, so I'm saying whatever you can get and your agent can get, fine, do it. But I think he'll have a huge contract if he goes someplace else. And it could be that, I don't know, he ends up with the Raiders. To me, that seems like an easy place to put Tom Brady because there would be excitement, the new stadium, Las Vegas, da 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 da. But then we do have the question of COVID-19, and by the time the football season rolls back around, will we really be filling arenas, or are we still going to be having problems with this as the weather changes? We're back in the fall. Think about testing a vaccine. That doesn't happen overnight. By the time you do that, you're definitely looking past the fall. You're looking at almost a year. What is interesting is because we do live in political times, there are T-shirts that were made that say, Stay Tom 2020. And there was a funny tweet, and even Tom Brady actually tweeted it out, and it was Julian Edelman, who he was at the mics, and it said, Stay, you know, Tom 2020, because of course Edelman wants him to stay. He's his quarterback, and I thought it was pretty clever. There was, you know, mugs and T-shirts and bumper stickers, and as any of you who are rabid sports fans know, or at least you're fans of the NFL or whatever team you might root for, you, of course, want your superstar people to stay because that's who you root for. So you want the same familiar faces if you like them. If you don't like them, then, of course, you're hoping that they will go someplace else. Ask anybody for their 2 cents on a lot of different quarterbacks for the Dallas Cowboys. Troy Aikman, super popular, got all those concussions, but nobody wanted Troy to leave. Roger Dodger, who I'm going to get to see in a couple of weeks. Roger Staubach, people love Roger. Nobody wanted Roger to go, but there were plenty of quarterbacks in between and conversations about, you know, who's next and et cetera, as to the popularity of having them in that position. It's about winning. That's what it's about. All right, so what about Marshawn Lynch? So if we're sitting here kicking back in our Lazy Boys and we have matching Lazy Boys and some peanuts, the kind that you have to throw the shells on the floor and just sweep them up. You know, there's restaurants where you go and you get those peanuts still in the shell. So we'd be talking about this and the backlash. This is what the deal is. There were several Princeton seniors who didn't like the process where Marshawn Lynch, beast mode, was invited to address the school's graduating class. And they are saying, though, that it's been misconstrued, and they're getting a lot of backlash online, and the students didn't even want to be identified because of what they're experiencing on social media, the firestorm that it's created. So the newspaper that ran the story removed all the names and told the readers that the authors were granted anonymity, can I say that? They were supposed to be anonymous due to credible safety concerns. So that's scary, right? This is the storied paper, the Daily Princetonian. And they said they were disappointed. Some people said they were disappointed when they learned that the former NFL running back would be the speaker at Class Day, which is an event organized by members of the senior class that precedes commencement. So it's a big deal to get that spot, to be that speaker. Lynch, if you don't have any clue who he is 33. He's back after sort of retiring when he went back to the Seattle Seahawks late last season to help them make a playoff run. He first played with them from 2010 to 2015. He had four Pro Bowl nods. He helped the Seahawks win a Super Bowl, reach another one. His nickname, Beast Mode, became a big popular saying. He was popular with players and his personality, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, I mean, what process they go through and how they pick who they pick. I mean, they say they wanted to prioritize a speaker that moved beyond rhetoric in their personal and professional lives, but integrated their values into their practice. And they said that's how they picked Marshawn Lynch. So, you know, and this guy was famous for responding to multiple questions with, I'm just here so I won't get fined, because he didn't want to answer the questions of reporters when he was doing the Super Bowl lead up. So I don't know. It's an interesting choice, period. I think he was a heck of a football player. And listen, when they pick people to speak, the more famous or the more you tie the person to whatever the school thinks its theme is or send-off is, of course, that's exactly what happens. And so he was picked. But I think the bigger story and the reason for bringing it up in the man cave is you have to be so careful on social media these days, because the mobs will come after you with their pitchforks and everything else, depending on what you say. So you had students that were critical, that thought there could be somebody better, and they had to remove their names because there was too much of a reaction to that. So it's like we've gone backwards in the world, isn't it? It's like we used to... You used to be able to have an opinion and not worry about it. Now, are you sure you want to say that? How's that going to play? And a lot of that has to do with social media, of course, and the way that it's you're perceived. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Whatever the comments are, etc., and that didn't go over well. Obviously, I talked about this previously in the man cave, but high fives are out and fist bumps are in. NBA players are trying to be calm about COVID-19, but like so many others of us, they're concerned about it because of all the things that they handle, things that they do for autographs, pens, balls, jerseys, all that kind of stuff. And really what the league is saying is this is a fluid situation. They're communicating with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They're trying to make sure their players have their vaccinations, including the flu vaccination. But I hate to tell you, it's not effective against this virus, so fine that you do that. They're looking at colds and handshakes and anything they can possibly think of that could possibly infect the players. Now that the worldwide death toll is top 3,000, and that we've got this in 15 states, I think the concern just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And we've already talked about that. We've already talked about COVID-19. And there are other sports leagues that have taken steps to limit outbreaks, and they know. I mean, they're issuing memos, and they're saying if a player has flu-like symptoms, they have to be seen by a doctor. If he has a fever, can't travel, has to stay away from teammates, the things that we're all looking at. But because of the contact they would come in with fans, that's where it could get a little, I think it could get a little creepier and scarier for the players, because, you know, that's part of the game. Wednesday night, full slate of action. The Celts knocked off the Cavaliers 112-106. So the Celts picked up their 42nd win of the season. They're cruising along with Jason Tatum, who had 32 points, 9 boards, and 6 assists. Also, the Knicks are continuing their downward spiral, as always. The Jazz beat them 112-104. They're 19-43 this season. When will they ever have a winning season? The Mavericks in Dallas are winning 127-123. They beat the Pelicans in overtime. That's a nice little rivalry, too, because New Orleans just a stone's throw away from Big D. Thanks for joining me in the Man Cave. We're wrapping up this hour next.
Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Zinita Williams holds the record for the longest spacewalk and spaceflight time for a female astronaut. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is her story.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Pau de Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Zinita Williams began her career at NASA as a flight engineer before being launched into space. Williams spent 4 months aboard an orbiting laboratory. The mission earned her the sixth spot on the all-time U.S. Space Endurance List. In fact, as of August 2012, Williams has made 7 spacewalks totaling 50 hours and 40 minutes. And since her first flight back in 2006 on the Space Shuttle Discovery, she logged more than 3,000 flight hours in more than 30 different aircraft types. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Story about Zinita Williams is pretty amazing. All those spacewalks, I just can't even imagine what that's like. We're trying to get her actually to come on the show, and that'd be fun to have more of a conversation with her. But she was assigned to the International Space Station, so she was a member of Expedition 14 and 15 as far as that's concerned. And, you know, you wonder the backgrounds of astronauts, and this is somebody who went to the Florida Institute of Technology. She was in the Naval Academy, and certainly earned her stripes, so to speak, and was just a heck of an astronaut and a heck of a Navy officer from everything that I've read and learned about her. So it was really fun to feature her on our Her Story segments, which, by the way, you can hear here on the show. And then if you're a fan of Alexa, if you go to Alexa Skills, you download Her Story that way, and you can just yell out, "Hey, Alexa, play my flash briefings," and then Her Story will come up, and of course it features all kinds of interesting women, and like I said, she certainly was one of them. Her time in space, 321 days, 17 hours, and 15 minutes. Wow. Crazy. So her occupation is, and she's still active, she's a test pilot. That's what she does, and she was one of those... She was good, and she was one of those lucky people that, you know, had the opportunity to spend that time in space and do some of the interesting things that she got to do. You know, just another quick thing about her that's so interesting. She was somebody who ran the Boston Marathon. She did it in 4 hours and 24 minutes in 2007 is when she ran. That's pretty decent time, right? Pretty decent time. All right, so we move on from Her Story to, at the tail end of the show, a re-rack of some of the big headlines. When I say re-rack, in case you missed it, here's the thing. People are talking about COVID-19. We know that. We know the concern is there. Of course it's there, because now we're seeing more deaths. And what are we doing as far as what's happening with tests and all of that? There's just lots and lots of questions. And what about masks? And they're talking about not getting masks, because if you do, then they're going to run out of masks for people who need it, and everything in between that you could possibly think of. And then what's happening at the airlines, what's happening with hotels, what's happening with events. A lot of things are being canceled. That's what it is, including if you have any kind of vacation. Keep an eye out on that, because if you're going overseas especially, what happens with the airlines and what area you're going to. Here's something that was interesting. A person who was among screeners assigned to the airport's in-transit lounge and support jetway screening on direct flights from China tested positive for the COVID-19. And this was a medical screener at LAX airport. So think about that. This, the whole idea was, okay, let's screen everybody. And the screener got it. You know, this is what we're seeing. We're saying that the person self-quarantined themselves. They had mild symptoms. They're under medical supervision. Their immediate family also is under quarantine. They had cold-like symptoms. They went to a primary care doctor on Sunday. The person was tested for it, and it came back positive. So their last shift was February 21st, more than a week before the appearance of the symptoms. And this is the way, to give you an idea, this is the way things, you know, can spread and coming in that contact like that. And, you know, that's the deal. And I mentioned this, that one of the things that we can all do is to stop touching our faces. And you think, well, that's easy. It's not. You're not thinking how many times you touch your face, right? All it takes is one virus to jump onto your hand, and it can slip into your body through a wet part of the face or any of that kind of stuff. So any kind of a touch, and that's what happens. And it's human nature to touch your face. I mean, to hold your head, to touch your face. It's very, very tough not to do that. And, you know, I was thinking about this. What about the phones? Phones are crawling with germs. So their phones of the healthcare workers have to be dirty, and they have to, I would assume, have stuff on it. And mobile phones are certainly capable of holding on to those diseases. And I would think COVID-19, that would just be perfect for that. So that could be another thing that can happen. And lots of people constantly have their phones in their hands. In fact, I would say, it would be safe to say, that most of us, myself included, even though I'm pretty clean about things, how many times am I cleaning my phone off? Not that much. I mean, how many times am I putting it down on something, then cleaning it off, or, you know, whatever it might be? So really, my phone has to be carrying germs, as yours would be too. Another quick observation, because everybody keeps talking about, what's going on at the grocery stores? You can't get any of the cleaning supplies. And my grocery stores would be equivalent to Kroger or Albertsons or anything that you go to, your Piggly Wiggly, your various stores, AMPs, etc. What I did see, I didn't see a lot of run on cleaning supplies, but I did see that the soup aisle was just crunched. I mean, like, soup was gone. And Campbell Soup is saying that people are, they can't stock everything enough because people are just filling up with all their people are getting canned foods, and their stuff is coming off of the shelves at rapid rates, especially anything with any of the soups. Any of the soups have gone. So it's interesting, while you have airlines struggling or hotels or the hospitality industry, Campbell's shares shot up 10% to $52.72 after they raised their profit expectations for the fiscal year that ends in July because of the momentum they're getting, because of the amount of products that are being bought, just like they saw with Hurricane Sandy in 2012 and hurricanes in Texas and Florida in 2017. All of that boosted their sales. So while one industry or a couple of different industries are getting hit hard, another one benefiting because of the virus and people just trying to stock up. But we talked about having that whole, you know, 2 week thing and being able to stay in for 2 weeks or so if you had to. All right. Will Joe Biden finish off Bernie, and could it be Michigan where he does? Well, of course it could be. Bloomberg pulls out. So now you just have Elizabeth Warren. I can't imagine that she's not going to pull out of this thing. She even lost her home state. There's no momentum for Elizabeth Warren to stay in it. But Super Tuesday certainly weakened Bernie Sanders. Michigan, where Sanders engineered a primary day miracle 4 years ago, upsetting Hillary Clinton. I don't think you're going to see the same thing happen this next time around. It seems almost cast in stone that it's going to be Biden versus the president come election day. All right, the lovely music means I am stepping off the stage. You can send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.